It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Welcome, neighbor, to this neighborhood. I want very much to show you a costume. Bob Trow sometimes gets dressed up in this costume and pretends that he's Bob Dog. And he said I could try it on if I wanted to. I think I will. Let me see if I can get into this. It's heavy. You ever wear a costume? You see, I'm all dressed up like a dog, but I'm still myself inside. Bob said he'd come for this costume in a little while, but in the meantime, I think we could feed the fish. I wonder what the fish think of a dog giving them their food. Oh, they probably know that it's their old friend just dressed in a costume. Oh, maybe that's Bob Trow now. Let's see. Oh no, it's Marlon Barnett.
Hi, I'm looking for Fred Rogers.
That's who I am.
Oh, you look nice in your dog costume.
Thank you. You're gonna give us some exercises.
Yes, do you have time?
I sure do.
Great.
I think maybe I'll take this off, Marlon. I think maybe I could do better in without the costume.
I think it'll be definitely safer.
There. Bob's gonna come by for that later. What have you got for us today?
I have one exercise. It's a partner exercise. We can do it together.
Great.
In fact, I have two that are partner exercises.
Good. Partner day.
Yes. Take my hands. Uh-huh. Now watch me first.
Okay.
I'll go down, bending my knees. Uh-huh. And then I'm going to go up, all the way up on my toes.
Okay.
Now, when I'm down, you're going to be up on your toes.
Like this.
That's it. And then you go down, then I'm up. Help me balance while I'm up here.
Yeah.
Then you're up. I'll help you balance.
Good.
Down, up.
Oh, I can feel that.
Great. Did you like that one?
Can you do that with a friend? Yeah. I did. So it's down and up, and the other person up and down.
Yes. And now this time, let's try it on the step. Now, we're going to do it on the last step, the bottom one.
Okay.
So that we don't go tumbling down and something should happen.
Now,
nothing
will
happen.
Or...
No, you stay down. You're going to just watch me.
Okay.
Hold me. I'll take one leg and swing it out over the stair.
Uh-huh.
Down and up. See that?
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm spotting you, aren't I?
You're spotting me. You're watching me and helping me.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you want to try it?
Sure. Now you spot me, okay?
I'm watching you.
I know in gymnastics a lot of people help with spotting, huh?
That's right. Good. Very nice. Okay.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Good to see you.
We were doing some partner exercises.
Yeah?
Yeah.
May I join you?
Please.
Yes,
okay.
But the last one's not a partner exercise. I want you both to watch me.
Okay.
Hands are on the waist. All we're going to do is turn, keeping the lower part of our body perfectly still.
Okay.
So we're going to turn. Then turn to the left.
This way.
That's it. Standing up straight and tall. Try it, Bob.
I'll try.
And turn. Keeping the bottom still.
Mm-hmm. We're like slow tops, aren't we?
Yes.
That's nice.
Okay, you like that one?
Yes.
Great.
Still
Fred,
going.
I have to get back to the school.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, we always like it when you come here, Marla.
I enjoy it.
Thanks so much.
Good
Bye-bye.
To see you again, Marla.
Bye-bye.
She's our good coach.
She sure is.
Thanks for letting me wear this.
Did it fit all right?
Just fine. It fits you best, though.
Oh, well.
I like to think of you in this costume.
Well, thank you. Ooh, I like to think of me in this costume, too. Thank you, Fred. And you know, the important thing about any costume is the person inside.
Oh, I was just telling my friends that. Yeah? That costumes are just pieces of material. But the really fine thing is what's right inside the person.
Exactly.
I like to think of you in the Bob Dog costume.
I do, too. See
you,
Fred.
Have a good
day. You, too.
Bye, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Let's have some make-believe now that we've had our exercises. Do you do those exercises with us? When Marlon teaches them to me, do you do them with us? I like to think you do. You know, this exercise, you could do sitting down. Mm-hmm. Well, last time we pretended that King Friday said everybody was to wear a three-cornered hat, just like the people in Westwood, just for fun. But Lady Elaine just got a very fancy hat, and she wants to wear it instead of the three-cornered hat. So let's make-believe more about that now as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe. Ready, trolley? Okay.
Two, three, trolley. Would you like to join us in some back-and-forth exercises? Oh, good, fine, good. Huh? Huh? Oh, very, very good, trolley. The trolley must be in a big hurry today. Yeah. You two do your exercises very well. I wish I could spin as quickly as you. Oh, here comes the boss.
Handy, Mimus, and Trog, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday. Did you see how well the birds do their exercises, sir?
I did, but they lack two things.
What's that, King Friday?
Their three-cornered hats.
I forgot to put them on them. Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
You haven't time to be sorry. You may put them on now.
I will do that, sire. Here, Mimus. And there's one for you. And here's one for you, Trog. There. How's that?
Very good. Yes, lovely. Uh-huh. So now I presume that everyone in this neighborhood is wearing a three-cornered hat.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, here's one who isn't.
Bob Dog without hat, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Fry. What's this about a hat?
Just one moment and you shall have one.
Yeah, Bob Dog, you see one of these three corners. See, Nimbus and Trog. See that?
There's one for Bob Dog.
There we go. There we go. Right there.
Try that for size.
How'll I look?
Pretty small.
Pretty small?
Yeah, I think it's,
feels so
it's
quite good.
Small. I'll look for another one, yes.
All right, sorry.
I guess it was a little bit small.
Here's
the
one.
Now we're talking.
This
I think
good.
It's going to be perfect.
This is it, right there.
Hello?
Where are you, Bob Dog?
Bob Dog?
Just he's moved up off my... There we are. How's that?
I think that's too
big.
Too big.
Yes.
Too
big. Okay. I'll look for another one.
Okay. He probably has all kinds.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's great, yeah.
We'll find out. There we go.
Ooh, what a nice color.
What about this one?
This is a... let's see. Stand still, Bob Dog.
All right, I will.
Try that on there. Make sure it's... Good fit, huh?
How old did you know? Why, that's just perfect fit, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes,
sir. I'm going to show everybody this hat. Yes.
Yes, and I trust that you'll find everyone with a three-cornered hat. It's the rule.
It's the rule. It's the rule. Mm-hmm. A three-cornered hat. It's the rule.
That's right.
Yes. You may check out the neighborhood, Bob Dog.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and you, Handy,
yes, sir.
Mimus, and Trog may meet me in the TCH room, where we will talk more about three-cornered hats.
Very good.
Come along.
Goodbye, Bob Dog.
Later.
Yep, bye.
Oh. Do-do-do-do. My hat.
Hey,
well, hello,
neighbor.
Bob Dog. How are you?
Oh, fine. How about you?
Well, I'm well, thanks. You look fine. Your hat fits you perfectly.
Yes, it's a medium dog.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yours looks nice, too, though, neighbor.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Surely. Does Daniel have a hat?
Oh, yes. I just gave it to him.
Oh, good. I sure would like to see him with it. Do you think you would? Could I?
He'd probably love to have a visit from you.
You think?
I do.
Great. You want to come along?
Oh, no, thanks. I think I have to go back to the museum.
Oh, does Lady Elaine have a hat?
Well, yeah, she has a hat.
It's a hat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, huh? Well, I'll come and see hers after I see Daniel.
Oh, okay, I'll probably still be there.
Okay, see you later. Oh, look at that little hat. Oh, isn't that nice? Pretty colors. There's violet and blue and red and yellow. And
hey, hi there, Bob Dog.
Hi, Daniel. Isn't this your hat?
Oh, I made that hat.
Did you?
Yeah, I made it for Malcolm Apricot Dinko.
Oh, your imaginary friend.
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I made it with some paper and some buttons and some macaroni.
Oh, that's really nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you hear about Lady Elaine's hat?
Well, Mr. Aber told me that she had one,
yes. she has one, but it's not a three-cornered hat.
Well, now see, Daniel, King Friday wants everybody to have a three-cornered hat.
I know, but you know how Lady Elaine is.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I suppose I'll go see her.
Well, then she can see how good you look in your three-cornered hat.
Oh, well, thanks. We'll see you later then, Daniel.
All right, Bob Dog.
Oh, and Malcolm Apricot Dinko, say goodbye to me for him wherever he is, okay?
Oh, sure. Malcolm's inside.
Oh, is he?
But I'll tell him you said goodbye.
Okay, thanks.
He likes you, Bob Dog.
Well, I like him, too.
And I like you, too.
I like both of you, too. Toodaloo.
Toodaloo. Bye-bye.
I advised her that everyone's wearing one.
I see. And what did she say?
Oh, and look who's arriving.
Hi, Bob Dog.
Oh.
You know Bob Dog, don't you, Mr. Jones?
James Michael Jones here, Mr. Dog.
Yes, nice to see you, James Michael Jones. Where's Lady Elaine?
Oh, she's in her WN room.
Her what?
Her will not room.
Oh, well, why?
She will not wear her three-cornered hat.
Oh, I think it's kind of fun to wear them, don't you?
Yes, but you know Lady Elaine likes to do things only her way.
Yeah, what's that?
It's a hat, Mr. Dog.
Well, it's certainly not a three-cornered hat.
You're exactly right.
It's my hat, and I'm going to wear it.
Excuse me.
Oh, hi, Andy.
Has anybody seen Lady Elaine?
Just barely.
Oh, well, I was just wondering. She's the only one I haven't seen with her three-cornered hat.
I think I must get back to Southwood.
Oh, maybe we can talk later, James Michael.
Yes, any time.
Yeah, well, I have to go, too.
See you, Bob Dog.
Bye.
See you later, James Michael.
Bye. I hope I didn't break up a party.
Oh, no, not at all. It was hardly a party, Handyman.
Well, can you tell me where I might find Lady Elaine?
She's been spending a lot of time in her WN room.
WN?
Will not.
Will not what?
Wear a three-cornered something.
Oh, now I see.
I wish you well.
Oh, listen, if you meet the king, would you tell him that I'm still at work?
Oh, certainly. Yours is not an easy job, Handyman.
But it's handy. Goodbye.
Farewell. Lady Elaine will not wear her three-cornered hat. She will not wear her hat. Oh, hi, Edgar Cook.
Oh, hello, Mr. Abert.
Would you please give King Friday a message for me?
Of course I will.
Will you please tell him that Handyman Negri is still at work?
Handyman Negri is still at work. I'll tell him now.
Thank you, Edgar. I like your hat.
It's three-cornered.
You're right in style.
And so is Trolley.
Well, that's for sure.
Yes. Farewell.
Well, Lady Elaine is still wearing her other hat. What do you suppose she'll say to Handyman Negri when he sees her in the WN room? Did you ever feel like going to a WN room? A will not room? If you do, the best thing you can do is talk about it with somebody you love. Somebody who loves you. Wonder why it's so good to talk about important things with other people. Sometimes it helps. It doesn't matter what kind of hat you wear, or no hat at all. There's one thing you can wear on your face that's always in style. It's the style to wear a smile. Do you know how to put one on your face? In a while you'll feel your smile. You'll know it's there to wear. It's there to share. Your smile's your style upon your face. It's true. Oh, see who's here. Mr. McFeely.
Mr. McFeely. Do you have a minute?
Oh, yes. Come in, please.
Well, I'd like to show you something.
Glad to see you.
What do you think of my blue jeans?
Why, they look splendid on you. Are they new?
Well, I went to the factory where people make them, and they gave me a pair. Oh, would you like to see how people make blue jeans? It's a tape.
I certainly would.
We put it in picture-picture?
Sure.
All righty. And as we're watching, I'll explain it.
Good. Thank you, Mr. McFeely. You look very good on you. How people make blue jeans.
Now, when people make blue jeans, someone needs to cut the material into just the right shapes.
He's cutting all of that.
Mm-hmm. And he's putting these pieces with some of the other cutout pieces that will be used later. See, there they are on this table.
What interesting shapes they are.
All for blue jeans. Now she's putting one of the pockets on the back side of the jeans.
It's a pocket, huh?
It's a pocket. You'll see it again. And then it's stitched into place.
That sewing machine goes very fast.
It surely does. And there we have a back pocket. Now this woman is sewing two pieces of material together to make a front pocket.
That'll be a pocket on the front of the jeans.
That's right. Then the front pocket is sewn onto the jeans. See, there we go. Sewing it onto the jeans.
Looks very difficult.
It takes a lot of practice to make blue jeans.
Mm-hmm. What is this woman doing?
She's sewing the zipper onto small pieces of material.
zipper. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a long zipper.
Yes, it certainly is. In a moment, you will see how a long zipper becomes a shorter zipper. Now watch this woman use this machine to cut that long zipper into many smaller ones.
Now I understand.
Now this part's called the pull tab.
The pull tab?
That's right. And here's how it's added to each zipper. Zipper is sewn onto the front part of the jeans.
Oh, that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
To make sure that the zipper stays in place, it's stitched one more time.
People surely put a lot of time and care into making blue jeans.
Indeed they do. Now the two front parts of the jeans are sewn together, and that's what this person's doing.
Wonder what she's thinking.
Maybe about the people who are going to wear the jeans.
Really starting to look like blue jeans now.
Yes, they are. Here, the two back parts are sewn to the front.
Two back parts.
See, I see. This woman sews the back pieces together in the middle. You see, right down the middle.
She must be very careful as she works.
Oh, yes, very careful. Now, this person stitches together the front and back parts along the inside edge. Check her work.
What's he doing?
He's using a special tube to turn the blue jeans right side out.
How does that work?
You see that tube?
Mm-hmm.
There's air in the tube that pulls the material from inside out to right side out.
What an idea someone had to make that special tube.
Well, you're right. Now, this is how the waistband, you know, the part that goes around your waist,
mm-hmm.
how it's sewn onto the jeans.
Imagine how many blue jeans she must help to make in one day.
Well, I bet it's a lot. Now, this one makes the buttonhole. See, there it is.
Oh, yes.
And then she puts on a button. You'll see that in a moment. There's a button. You'll see it again.
On goes the button.
Another button. This woman is sewing on the belt loops. There, you can see them stitched into place.
Uh-huh.
That's what you call speedy stitching.
I'll say. And that's where the belt fits through.
Oh, you're right. Now, the last thing to sew on the blue jeans is the hem. It's at the bottom of each leg. You see, here it goes. this woman checks to make sure that everything was made just right.
They surely look like your blue jeans.
They're exactly the same kind. Finally, she puts them in a box, and they'll go to stores everywhere so people can buy them and enjoy wearing them.
Thank you for that, Mr. McFeely.
Well, you're welcome, and I'm glad you like the blue jeans.
Oh, I surely do. But you know, the best part of all your clothes is the person inside.
Well, as you always say, the style's inside.
That's for sure.
Well, I have some speedy delivery, so right now I'll say speedy delivery, and I'll see you around the neighborhood. All righty?
I hope so, Mr. McFeely. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And the same goes for you. No matter what you wear, it's the inside of you that matters. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day by just your being yourself. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.